The U.S. base known as Camp Victory sits close to Baghdad International Airport, so the military puts a lot of effort into security there. Soldiers in Humvees patrol nearby farms and towns around the clock. NPR's John McChesney went on a patrol with Alpha Company of the Arkansas National Guard's 39th Combat Brigade Team.
The lead Victor, or Humvee, radios for clearance as the 4 Humvee patrol drives off Camp Victory into the countryside. The temperature was 110. The heavily armored vehicle had been baking in the sun for hours, and a feeble air conditioner is on the fritz. Under body armor and helmets, everyone is soaked within the first few minutes of a 4-hour drive. It's not long, though, before we stop. Major Chris Heescott explains the stop.
Because they heard gunfire in the area earlier, so they just wanted to stop by there and check. That's the SOI, the Sons of Iraq checkpoint. So we just wanted to stop and see if they knew what was going on.
This checkpoint is pitiful. Small coils of barbed wire that could easily be run over a shanty, and a few Iraqis without military gear. The Sons of Iraq are paid by the Americans well above the local income level in an attempt to keep a friendly populace around the base. This is ideal IED country, and just last week the outfit found one. Soon, we stop in a small village. Everyone dismounts and spreads out. Lieutenant Jason Whitworth explains what's going on.
We're just doing a planned house assessment.
Hey, brother, can you have all the male occupants come out and the females, please? And is there any weapons in there?
Yes, sir. Kids and other men have lined up along the street to see what's happening. The homeowner shouts instructions, and the soldiers, gun muzzles pointed down, enter along a sidewalk into a pleasant courtyard with a few fruit trees, green amidst unrelieved brown. The soldiers search the house while others watch warily. Then, reading from a list, Lieutenant Whitworth questions the oldest man of the house through an interpreter.
And sir, how long have you lived here?
Not about 15.
And when I took honey?
He born here before a long time ago. He live here.
Okay, and how many male occupants live in this home here?
I live in this house, just the riajil. Yani min 15 fma fo.
3.
And how many female?
Jim.
Mara.
After some confusion, the answer is 3.
And where do you work at, sir?
Farmer.
And do you feel threatened living in this area?
No.
Then there are questions about travel outside the area by anyone in the house. How many weapons? How many magazines? Names of other males? It's an exhaustive list, just like a census. Another soldier has brought out a black box and tells one man to peel back his eyelid while he takes a scan of his retina. Then the man has to place each of his fingers on the box for a print. The elder man, Ahmed Jassin, his arm in a sling from a car accident, is subdued but cooperative.
So, how do you feel about these Americans coming in and asking you all these questions and taking pictures of your eyes and your fingerprints and all? How do you feel about that?
شنو شعورك بالقوات الأمريكية لما تجي لبيتك وتقرأ صورة
ما في أشياء عادي في عادي شو في عادي.
So this is something, no big deal. It's okay. They do it all the time. You know.
Does it make you angry?
ما نزعجك إحنا من
لا لا.
No. Doesn't make me angry.
Someone brings in a case of bottled water and places it in the courtyard. Again, Major Heathscott.
We give them water or something to basically say it's okay to be here. You know, we're sorry to have to come intrude in your house, but we try to offer them water or something to say we're sorry, basically. So.
We trundle off down the rutted road in our Humvee ovens. And as we pass another Sons of Iraq checkpoint, a small old man runs out and waves us down. The radio crackles. The old man says men at the checkpoint saw a man with a flashlight last night down in one of the irrigation ditches. He leads the squad down a deep trench on foot. They find some empty shells from an old Iraqi anti-aircraft position. But it's possible the man with the flashlight had found some unexploded shells. As we rumble back to cool off and dry out, the men talk worriedly about that possibility. John McChesney, NPR News, Camp Victory, Iraq.